Good morning to you all. It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship today, I want to read the very first verse of the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. This past week, I listened to a radio program online by Brandon House, who is with VCY America up in Minnesota, and he played a tape of a recent scientist who was speaking to a group of people and just absolutely berated Bible-believing Christians and said evolution is a matter of settled science today. We are so past creationism, and yet they keep bringing this up, and he went into details about the intellectual level of Christians and that they were it was unbelievable the amount of attention that he put against poor Christians. We accept the Word of God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. There is nothing that has ever been settled about science. Because in most ways, you think about the number of things that have changed since I was born, all the changes that have come down from science. And say, well, we thought it was this way, but now we know it's this way. And, of course, science is empirical. That is, it has to be tested and tried, and you cannot go back to the beginning of the earth and test and try that. So they say, well, evolutionary thought, it's settled science. What is that? It's a desire to put God out of the mind, and let's raise science. Science is our cure for everything today. If we just let science do its work, it would solve the world's problems. That is what we hear so many times. Let me tell you something. The only one that can solve problems in this world is the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is why He must rule and reign upon the earth in order for there to be peace. Because science can't bring peace. We watched this week as our nation is troubled by all kinds of individuals stirring the pot of racial anxiety and all these things that are stirring. And this morning they were on the news program saying, what can we do to finally stop all of this? And the number one answer that came out, more money from the government. We just need more money from the government. But then someone said, you know, what we need to do is have a leader, a very strong leader, that can just come to the front and settle these matters. Again, from on national television, the call for a very strong leader that can solve the problems. What is the hue and cry today, even in our media? They're looking for an Antichrist. But they do not want the God who created the heaven and the earth. You want to rankle somebody? The National Association of High School Science Teachers, you just say, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and watch them go ballistic. Science teachers, PhDs, people who are highly intellectual, they want nothing to do with the God of the Bible. And I ask you this question this morning. Do you want something to do with the God of the Bible? There will be people who sit in churches all across America that when the pressure is put at the right spot, will deny. If the majority of the disciples of Jesus Christ would deny Him the night that they came and took Him, what will the majority of Christians do? In churches, when the right pressure is put at the right spot, what will they do? If your soul this morning is not anchored in the God of this Bible, you will collapse under the pressure of culture. It's a given. And the pressures of culture are coming on, and we are watching people leave church here, leave church there. Why? Because they don't want the pressures that's going to come. They don't want to deal with it. They don't want to deal with it. So what are they doing? They're quitting church now. So when the pressures come, they won't have to deal with it then. And we're watching this with people that are good people. People that are good people, nice people, but they're not people of the book. They're not people who are anchored in the God of the Bible. And so I want to call you this morning. We've gathered here to worship whom? God. So are you wasting your time if your heart is not anchored in the God of the Bible? Yes, you are wasting your time. Because you're pulling a sham. You're being hypocritical. I pray for this congregation. I pray for those who listen by way of the internet and on the radio station, that we will get real about who we're trusting in. That we're not playing games with our soul. We're not playing games of church, but that in reality, the God of the Bible is our God. And His Son, who created all things, is our Son. And that we're just not playing church. May God help us this morning to truly worship the God of the Bible. Why am I putting that God of the Bible? Because today we are now saying that God is God of, you know, every religion and whatever. I have to specify now. Whereas 50 years ago you didn't have to, now you have to specify the God of the Bible, because the people are confused today. They think you're talking about some other God when you don't say those phrases. And so I want to encourage you today in our worship and in our singing to anchor our souls to the God of the Bible.